To order, it's September 20th, 2013, and this is a meeting of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. Welcome, everyone. Right now, on the call, we've got Commissioner Holtzmiller, Commissioner Kenney, Commissioner Kehoe, Commissioner Macon, Commissioner Schmitten, and myself. Commissioner Smith is far north. Is that Commissioner Carpenter?
Hello.
Hello. Is that you, Commissioner Carpenter?
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm going to put mine on mute again because it's crazy here.
Okay. That'd be helpful. Well, I just called the meeting to order, so we can start with item number one. We've got a number of decisions to make. This is our first. This is a land transaction adjustment. Director Anderson, why don't you introduce who's with us in your office, please?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Good morning, commissioners. I have Deputy Director Joe Storr. I have Dan Budd. I have Tim Burns. I have Glenn Girth. And I have Bruce Bodka here with me.
Welcome. Okay, so first one up is you, Dan.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the Commission. This morning's land transaction item is the proposed adjustment to the purchase of the Matson property in Pacific County. Purchase of the Matson property was approved by the Commission in March of this year. An adjustment to the acreage and price was further approved in August by the Commission, and then additional survey work has determined that the acreage figure presented to the Commission in August was incorrect. The corrected acreage proposed to be acquired is now 201.27 acres. The new reviewed approved appraised value for the property is $570,000. The Commission is recommending that the Department is recommending that the Commission approve the Matson purchase at the adjusted acreage of 201.27 acres and adjusted price of $570,000. I'd be glad to address any questions.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, Commissioner.
Yes, Commissioner Smith.
Commissioner Schmitten.
Oh, Commissioner Schmitten, go ahead.
Dan, can you tell us what the previous acreage was and the previous appraised price?
Yes, the first price was $550,000, and that would have been at, I don't have the exact acreage number for the first acreage number, but it would have been approximately 7 acres or so less than where we're at now. The next acreage number is on the map that you have, the corrected number. It's got a line through it. The next acreage number we had was $191,000, which meant that I needed to come back because we had to reduce the price by $10,000, which took us down to $540,000. And the landowner agreed to that. Then more survey work with Bonneville Power Administration's survey people involved brought the acreage number up to 201 acres. And that was that number was turned over to the appraiser, the original appraiser, who adjusted the price upwards $30,000. It's basically $3,000 an acre is what that land is valued at.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks. Any other questions? I was just, Dan, I have one, and that has to do with the SBUs that are mentioned in the green sheet, now white sheet, increase in survival benefit units. Just curious, what's that about?
I do not know the definition of survival benefit units, but the objective of the project is to increase the area that can be inundated, which is increasing basically the estuarine component of the property.
Mm-hmm. This must be a way that Bonneville puts a quantification on the benefits of habitat restoration, I would assume, or
right.
acquisition?
Yes, I do believe this is a Bonneville term.
Yeah, okay. Any other questions? Hearing none, Commissioner Mankin, are you ready for a motion?
I am, Madam Chair. I move to approve the proposed land transaction as presented.
Do I hear a second?
Second, Commissioner Smitten.
The motion's been made and seconded to approve the proposed land transaction as presented. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. Motion carries. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you very much.